matir the Israelite Sach emanating from the Ishes of Shimon. But it cannot be matir the Israelite Sach emanating from the Ishes of Ruben. So Mimele, so then, how can the Stasis mention the same terrace for the Kashi? Why am I Peteras Hylenister also? And am I Tzoras is a Sachar Shaloi Beloma in the second Ephilaisto? According to Rav Shimon, we can understand. Because it's the same terrace. In other words, since they are by ourselves, is definitely Asuro, because of his special Zerosakosu, so Mimele, the here is also Asuro. So the Torah has the same sense. But, according to Rav Shimon, and if we explain the Rabbonon, they're also in the same way, that it's based upon Eishisokif, upon the Deen of Pesach of Shachas. So here too, because this is definitely established that the Shisor of Shalom Bilome, even by Hakimela, so is Asura. Why is Asura? The Shisor of Shalom Bilome, because of the Zasakosa dying in Umre Shem, also it's still considered Shazmefile. So we again apply the thing of Petro Shahaka. So since she is Asura, so Mimele, the Torah is also Asura. But according to the other alternative pshat in the Rabbonon, that the reason is why the Rabbonon asked the Shesor Shalom Bilome in the second Nefila, even in the case of Hibba HaKeneilad, is not because it comes, not because of Nesor Shachar. It's not because of the Shachar. But the Rabbonon holds that the second Nefila from Shimon to Levi can only be Matir the Shesach of Shimon, but cannot be Matir the Shesach of Reuben. So Mimele, the reason as to why here the Yisrochim Shalohoya Bilome, the reason as to why Yisrochim Shalohoya Bilome is Asuro is because it's Freyzor. So we learn it out because, in other words, two Yisrach is like Achizisho. Why do we say Achizisho is Freyzor? Because it's the Yisr Achizisho and the Yisr Yisrach. So by Yisrochim Shalohoya Bilome, in the second Nefile, so there are two Yisrach. There is the Yisrach of Mitzad Yishes of Shimen, and there is the Yishesach, Mitzad Yishes of Reuben. So it's like Trei Yisure. So Trei Yisure, Mitrei Yisure, Yalfinon. So it's not the same Teretz as Gabi Ayonet. So why the Stasis say that Rechein is Yisokim Shloya Bilamet? The same Teretz is a different Teretz. So here the Kasha doesn't even begin. So we have to say, Pshat in the Stasis, even according to the other pshat that we mentioned in Rabbonon, that the reason is why the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon say that by Yisrof Shalom Bilome is Asur, Yisrofi cannot be Miyamna, even the case of Yibn Bahakei Mila, is because the Filet from Shimon to Levi can only be Matir de Yishesach, emanating from the Yishes of Shimon, but cannot be Matir de Yishesach, emanating from the Yishes of Reuven, so that's in being Matir de Yishesach. But as far as this cloud is concerned, you know, three sure, it's three betray alfinon, hodi sure, three holy alfinon. So here it doesn't depend whether it's two isurim of Ishisach or not, whether it's two different isurim. Over here, in the case of Ishisach of Shalom Bilome, so we have two isurim. She has two isurim, but both isurim are at the same shem. It's the same shem album. So Mimele, this aloche. So we say, in the case of Ishisochim Shalahoyo Bilome, so we say, according to Rabbonon, that we cannot, that she is Asur, because it cannot be Matin. And Mimele, so because it cannot be Matir, the Yisr Ishisach that emanates from the Ishis of Ruve. So then, Teisa says, once she is Asuro, so the Torah has the same status as she has. Avokashe, my time demand the Polita de Rabat. So yes, the Kashe, what is the term of the one who is Rabbi, let's say, he says the Tzoras Hylenes is Muteret. So, Avakasha might have demand the Polika Rabbas, and the Ishlema, the Chim the Islanders. Now, we should say like Rabbas, since the Islanders herself is certainly not Miss Yabemenes, so she's effectively the Isera Vishasar. So, in Melee, the Tzore of the Islanders is the Tzora Servo. So, if it's the Tzora Servo, so it should be a Tzor. The Ishlema, the Chim the Islanders, Lav Basimu, Bishumoke, Chashivet Tzoroso, Kitzora Servo, Shalom, Bimoke, Mitzre, Tishaye. Well, the Gami Islanders, yeah, or something else. So he says, now we explained it at length, this is mentioned by all the Rishayim. So they say, that since in view of the fact that Islanders is not Basim Mishumokei, Yechshiv Etzoroso Kitzoraseh V'Shalom Yibomokei Mitzvah, Dishayye, and Rode says that not only a regular Tzoras Islanders is Muteres, but even Tzoras Vitei Islanders is Muteres, even by Hikabo, so is Muteres. Why? So, as the Ramban explains it. I mean, the Ramban and the Tesis are based upon the same wonders. In other words, so we explain it, that when does the Xeras HaKosov imply that Tzoras Ervo is Asuro? That is only when the Yisar Ervo is the Sibbe of that quasi. Let's say acquisition. So, why isn't there Zike? Because of the Yisar Ervo. If there hadn't been an Yisar Ervo of acquisition, then there would be Zike. So the Yisarevo is the Sibbe of Dafko Azike. So where the Yisarevo is the Sibbe of Dafko Azike in the Ervo itself, so that's the Pshat Nekzer Sakosu, just as the Yisarevo is Mafkir the Zike in the Ervo itself, so it's Mafkir the Zike in the Tzor of the Ervo too. Masherinke by Tzoras Islanders. Masherinke by Tzoras Islanders. So why is the Islanders itself not Nisyabendez? Because of the Yisar of Ishtar? No. Because of especially the course of Ashatil Pat Lion. Ashatil Pat Lion is. So once we know that once we have the Sakosov, Ashatil Pat Lion is, that she cannot be the Siabene, so that means so then the Sakosov tells us that there is Afko Ezeike. Since there is Afko Ezeike, so the male is the Isanish Sach is Khal. So the Isanish Sach is the effect, is the Tisoe, is the effect of Afko Ezeike, not the Sibe of Afko Ezeike. So the male of the Tzore, according to Rabbi, so according to Rabasi, it doesn't make any difference. There is Alohe, the Tzora Serv is Asuro, and it doesn't make any difference whether the Yisarevo is the result of Afko Ezeike, or Afko Ezeike is the result of Yisarevo. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi, and we pass like Rabbi, the Alohe, the Tzora Serv is Asuro, that there is no Yisike in Tzora Serv, is only Shayach in the case where the Yisar Ervo is the Sibbe of the Afko Ezeike of the Ervo. Mashenke, by Bayonis, so the Yisar Ervo is the result of the Afko Ezeike. So Memele, so it has no Shaykh Espeso. Yishim Achim Da'ayim Slavazim, Bishimok Yochshim Esorosi Bitzorasam Shul Machmiz Rishay. Now, then Tesis mentions something else. Velo Yidam Yayelen Es Lechayo Vieze, Yalpin Omer Ferik Sheini, Dichilefes. Dionis miato, hakosu behetye, lahave bichlal heter ishesach. Lahave bichlal heter ishesach. So in other words, so Tesis says, why do we now, Dionis, so in other words, Tesis discusses, Tesis doesn't mention Tzoras Chayavies. Tesis doesn't mention that Tesis Rosh mentions Tzoras Chayavies. But Tesis doesn't mention Tzoras Chayavies. Tesis only mentions the Chayavies herself. So the kashi is, now why is it that Tzoras, that the Chayov Yese is Chiletzis? So Ironess is not Chiletzis, and Chayov Yese is Chiletzis. So Tesis says, the Ironess meet Akosov behead, because by Ironess, Hashatil is part of Ironess, so that Akosov tells us that there is no Zik. So there is no Zikas Hidden, and there is no Zikas Chlitzer, there is no Zikas, period. So in Mele, there is an Isra of Ishesach. So there is an Isra of Ishesach. And there is no Chlitzer. Mashenke in Chayov Yese. So Chayov Yese, there is no Gzeras HaKosu. That there is no Zik, not even Zikas Chlitzer. Only the Isra of Hidden cannot be Deiche and Isarese. So in Mele, since it cannot be Deiche and Isarese, or at least Isarese, so Mimele, he cannot be Miyav. So Yidm is not effective. But Zikas Chlitzer there is. Since there is Zikas Chlitzer, so Mimele it's mentioned in this statement that B'chayovi Lavim B'Ese or B'chayovi Ese, So there is a Zitzchachwitze, so there is no Yisar of the Shesach. Tesa says, the Alfinon, the Lidami Island is the Chayaleser, the Alfinon Ferchain. The Alfinon Ferchain, Ferchain, the Chaletzes, the Island is Miato Hakosov Behege, the Lehave Bichlal Heter Shesach. The Havi Bichlal Heter Shesach. So in other words, so Island is, it does not tell the Heter Shesach. Vashain King, Hayovese, Heter Heter Shesach. In the Miri, Dafchov, the Atul Shenis, as the weather, the Mishnah Malachel that he did it, whether Bahayov will have him if he marries her, whether he's able to Israel Shesach or not. So the Atul Shenis in the Miri Dafchov. So that means the case of Shite is, that there is no Israel of Shesach. No Israel of Shesach, Bahayov will have him. I mean, there is no Israel of Shesach. Now, Tesa, because Tesa Shite is, that she requires the wheat and the rice. In other words, because the Gemara mentions in the Hamamina, the Gemara mentions, yeah, it Roshe Yeshlach Yuvomachas, she in the Yuvom, even the Yuvom, and according to Hamamina, the Gemara, that there's a cost of a twice to Chayor Lavin Grey. But then the Maschon of the Gemara is Chayor Lavin Grey, in Isya Bemes, because it's a Dichalei, it's a Seo, in the Rabbonon, in that Isya Bemes. So, there is a Machlegat Rishen. Now, most Rishen say that even the, according to the Maschon of the Gemara, so this Roshe remains. Of Yeshua Yvomachas, she never even veil a quit. Also, you read Tasha. So that remains even according to Maskarim Gemara. But whereas according to Havamin of the Gemara, that there's a cause of applies to Hayov Lavam Grede, so according to Maskarim Gemara, Hayov Lavam Grede is Missia Pelez, Midraise, and there's a cause of applies to Hayov Lavam Vese or Hayov Vese. I mean, if we say that there is no Trie, then Esse cannot be Lechenes. But then the Adishaini will say, the Adishain will say that the Rashba mentions that Shite, that according to Maskona of the Gemore, so Chayov Ilavim Vese, Midraise doesn't require even Chalitz. And it's only Midrabolon that Chayov Ilavim Vese requires Chalitz. So if Chayov, so if look, the two Rishaynes in the Mir, as to whether there is an Isra Shesach, but Chayov Ilavim Vese or not, are told in these two Shites. If we say that according to Maskona of the Gemore, so the exercise of course of false even Tashal remains, and it applies to Chayov Lavam Vese, that it's a chain of the so that means there is a kashlite. If there is a kashlite, so that is Bafkiya the Yisar Yishesach. Mashem Kei, according to that Rosh in the Rashba, that there is no Midraise, doesn't even require Chlite, it's only the Rabbonah Chayah Chlite, so there is no Zik altogether, if there is no Zik altogether, so there is a Nisar of Yishesach. Now we said when we went over the Rashi Daf Gimel Amud Aleph at the end, when Rashi says V'chol Eichad Amdino Chiletzes V'yus Yabemes Mishim Sveikehu so Rav Trader of the Kashi Ayin Likamon Daf Chopale from Amud Aleph Yitzolchim Tzatz. So that time I mentioned that there is a very simple parent on Rabbi Yehuda's Kashi. And that's exactly the reason as to why Rabbi Kireya just says we saw him Tzatz, not a retainer. But we saw him Tzatz because Rabbi Kireya himself understood that means that we can give this parent. In other words, the Trashe means that the Shikasarishayim and the Rashi for Mekins, and according to Maskolan and Gemore, so this whole Yalfus of Yishol Yomachas doesn't remain. So Chayom Elam, there's a Kolim Maskolan and Gemore, Kol Havlan Gemore is not even Midrash, it's not even Chletes. So it means there is no Zike. So there is no Zike. So Mele, so Rashi says, wherever there is Chletes when Messiah Beles, so that is only because of Sovich. Then Midrash is Chletes, below Messiah Beles. Now, if there is no Chletes in Midrash, so then it's Mistabel, then it's Rashi Sach. other day. He says, "Kol zeh shebi'arnu b'chayov elavim v'uskol m'shesinu v'moyim almon rukin god v'lein adi yishovim v'lishol chayov elavim. V'im yinu shalmon min eiras n'sheim bo'el elavim t'vei dedino kishol chayov elavim ligam. Avo li min ansurim shekvon nivalo v'yesh li yole o lav shal almon v'yesh kilo yep shal im asuyo v'yesh shal yim v'yit chala v'yesh. V'im kein afin atei v'in basir v'in li masha v'yid m'esev v'leisese es li yivom yob yole o v'lav li si yisam es achuzo shalav zel yibol im zesim o es lo yizor הוקו שריט ויסחו ביום ויזור אין כחילה ומייתו ביוסו יחויצו סוי נפטר אסו סלב ויז גימור אסי איז דפרוב וחיוב אליו מגרי דה so if he was מייב מה so he patters the top וכוואי because מדרייסי שכן במסייה במה the implication being that בחיוב אליו מבאסו או מדרייסי שכן עד במסייה במה so then it wouldn't patter the top ואם בועל איזלו יקון אקלאו מתירסי וומת שערי נבסי במקלאו, אלא שמקום מוקד, נמכור עולה, ניתן אז דוש לא ברצינו, יצריך הוגה, שערי דוש נטייפסים לו. שערי דוש נטייפסים לו. So the myriad mentions here are very peculiar shit. He says, now, the Mishnah Melech has the Tchtirei. The Mishnah Melech has the Tchtirei. So, whether there is an Isar of Ishisach, בחיוב אליו בעשונה, so that should be told in the 2 days of Shemu. If Chayiv Olav Be'ese requires Chlitze, so there is Zikas Chlitze. If there is Zikas Chlitze, so there is no Yisar HaFesh Esach. If the whole Halochev doesn't remain in the Maskon HaVi, according to Maskon HaVi of Lari. So that means that Mirayse Chayiv Olav Be'ese does not require even Chlitze. So that means there is no Zikas altogether, there is no Zikas altogether. So there is an Yisar HaFesh Esach. So the Miri says, Chayiv Olav Be'ese, so in Boal is we call it cloud and tirasi vomit. So the mele, the chzore does not become pota. So the chzore remains kuko. But in Boal eo, with the razgushnu v'rtzeino yitzricho ge, shari kdushin teiv simbo. So this washing the mele is based upon the premise that there is no yisar ishisach b'chayiv olav be'ese. Why? Because she requires chlitzen in the rice. So since in view of the fact that she has zikas chlitze, so memeva the zikas chlitze is matkia the Yisar HaShesach. But even though the zikas chlitze is matkia the Yisar HaShesach, but Yidnu is not effective. Why isn't Yidnu effective? Yidnu is only effective b'teras Yidnu. Now Yidnu has its own deal, even without the das of the woman, so it can become her. Let's say Tushe Bier required the das of the Isha. Without the das of the Isha, so Kedushin is not atheist, but by Yivome on account of the Zikeh. So Yivme is effective without a das. So where is the Chayach to say that Yivme should be effective between us, Yivme, if there is a mitzvah of Yivme? Masha'inti b'chayiv olav be'ese, where there is no mitzvah of Yivme, in ese deiche loisese ve'ese, so memele Yivme between us, Yivme is not effective. But there is another halacha that Bia is taped, because Dushin can be taped. Now, the Gemara says in Dushin and Yivome Yovei Alel. So, Bia taped for, Bia came for, Vein Shtar V'Kesem came for. So that's a special Zerza Kosov, that by Yivome, so Dushin, Kesef, and Shtar is not taped. If not for this Zerza Kosov, of Bia Gemara's for, Vein Kesef and Shtar Gimrim for, I would say that the Yivome should be capable of being becoming married to the Yogun for 2 halachas. First of all, for Bia B'Teras Yidin, because of the Zikeh, and then, why shouldn't the Yogun be able to be Mikadisha, with Kesef and Shtar like any other Isha? And that's really the reason as to why B'Shamai say that Maimar is Kenem Midraise. Why do B'Shamai say that Maimar is Kenem Midraise? Not because of the Aloche of Zikas Yidin. Zikas Yidin could not make Maimar became Midraise, but B'Shamai hold that a Yivome can be nicknessed to the Yovn in the same way as any woman can be nicknessed to a man, if it is Midaito. So just as Tushi Kesef Mishtar is Gameya in a Nisho, so according to B'Shamai, Maimar, that means Tushi Kesef Mishtar is effective in a Yivome to the Yovn too. But B'Shamai Lachilik. Why are we still a chelik? Because why shouldn't Kesef be Kenan the Yivome just as get of his skin in Alicia. The seeker should be Megara. The king and the telling man can have an Alicia. So why shouldn't the young be able to become an Alicia through Kesselenstar? So the reason is why we still say that Kesselenstar is not king because of the special girls are Kosovo of his woman, Yoviolero. So be a Gimarisbo, vain Kesselenstar Gimbo. So that girls are Kosovo only implies that be with the Bush, that Kesselenstar is not king in his woman. But it doesn't imply that Bia Bitteras Dushin is not king. So Mamela, that means, so this is the sheet of the Miri. The Miri holds that the Yovim can be king of the Yivome through Bia in two ways. Either a regular Yivome. So either he can be king through the special halacha of Yivim, so then he can be king her even without us, because of the Xerzakosu of Yivome of the Yaleo, but seeing he can be king of her with be in the same way as any man can be king of Nisha through be. But if there hadn't been a Kosovo of be a Gimeres Bobby in Kesavushta game in Bo, then I would say that the Yogan can be king of the Yvome through Kesavushta also. And that's the sheet of Bishamai. But the Silel, they Darshan of Yvome Yovial or be a Gimeres Bobby in Kesavushta game in Bo, so it's special for the Kosovo that Kesavushta is not king in the Yvome by Yvome. That's all. He doesn't say that B.A. Viteras Dushin is not king. So Mimele with B.A. Yovim can be king of the Yivomo through two media. Either through the Aloche of Yivim, so then he doesn't even require Das, or through the Aloche of Dushin B.A. But Kesef Ushtar, not because of his special Zerzakosuf. So that special Zerzakosuf only tells us that Dushin, that Kesef Ushtar is not Kain of Viteras Dushin, but B.A. can be Kain of Viteras Dushin. But Nachtimina is, if it is Viteras Dushin, then it requires Das, and it requires all the dinim of Dush. So Mimele, the Miri says, in one motion, that Chayov Elavim Be'ese, so there is no din of him, because there is no Tchie. So since there is no Tchie, so Mimele, it cannot be Kain of Viteras Yiv, so that he should. So, if he could be Kain of Viteras Yiv, then without a Das, he could be Kain of her. And then, if he would be Miyav, one woman, so the Tzore would also be with Teres Lashuk, because that's the Aloche. Masha'in Kim Hayov Lav Mese, so there is no Kain of Viteras Yiv per se. But, if it is the Tzeno, so then he's Kain of Viteras Dushe Bie. But, if it is the Tzeno, but if it is Viteras Dushe Bie, so it doesn't affect the Tzore. The Tzore remains Asura Mishum. This is what the Miri said. Now, then there is another Lashon that says, so of course, this Lashon holds that there is no Issa Rishisach. There is no Issa Rishisach. Now, then there is another Lashon that is the same Shite as the Lashon in Rashbo, that Maskon of the Gemara, according to Maskon of the Gemara, So Chayov Elavim Be'ese do not even require Chvitzek, so maybe she's not Shkuk at all, there is no Zikir, so then there is an Issa Rishisach. If there is an Issa Rishisach, so he cannot be Kainah Bitiras Bishibiyah, so she's an Elmo, there is an Issa Rishisach. So these are the two days. Now let's see the Rambam. It seems that the Rambam also agrees with the Shita of the Miri, the first Shita of the Miri, that B'eh, Chayov Elavim Be'ese, is Kene, is not Kene Biteras Yidin per se, but it is Kene Biteras Dushe Bia. The Meile it requires that, all the Alochas of Dushe. Now the Rambam says, "Gom lechasiv mochlitz haloche yud and haloche yudal." Say as follows: "Hoisha yivomo asura yivomo yisalavo yisaret. Hoisha hoisha shniyo. Harei zuchletes v'lo misyaber. Umtimatzri chochlitz. Mitnei sheyish bo likuchim. Hoi luktishn teifsim b'ehem. הרי זקוקי סליום. ומנדין או יושב יסיעת, שאני במיססס, סנגחי סדר יסיעת, וכל מוכי שאתם ביססר ויסיעו וסדר יסיעת. אבל חכום עם גודל שלו יסיעת. שלו יסיעת מחייב לב ולשני את זירו שמיו ביולר פעם שנייה. והרי ביו עשה עשור, ואין שום מיצו שמיססס אל ביו לשינו מובד. ולפי חוכי מובע ובוע ולבן תהיה עשור, להים שמובע אבוי משמדת. והראשית את הרמב״ם מי, זה חיוב עם עסק רעידה, כנורסה במיפרד. או מי חיוב לא יססה ועסק נעדים לכם, ואת חיוב בעסק רעידה, כנורסה במיפרד, זה אמין דת לשיטי סרמב״ם, זה סורסה לשיטי סרעש בו, עם סורס. אמין בו תמוס ושם נוסעים, זה חיוב בעסק רעידה, בסעים דין, אז חיוב לא עבלה. זו, עשורים שמה ומשבסת, נמצא אופן השנייה, הרי זה קונה כי הם גומו, הוא מציע בגן, ואם חוצר עשר מותרת לתאר שרי נפתור, so if somebody was born, אני חיוב לא עבלה, and the colleague that I'm going to have to carry the same thing as I have to carry, so there's three of the right point. So the male, but in the upper not, so, but the event, so the Torah becomes mutare for shuk, because it's effective, since the right side there is him, so it's effective because it's him per se, but then the Rambam says, how about Kali Velam Nese? The Yivomo Shi Almona Menan Sui, U Bo Aleo King Godu, Loi Nifter Otsa Oso, Shi Nese Deiche, so he says, Loi Nifter Otsa Oso, Shi Nese Deiche Loi Sese Vese, והיו ולקונו מן הטירו כי אין גמור לא יוטרו צורוסו ולזור עד שתחלי. Why did the Rambam mention, so everybody raised the question, why did the Rambam mention והיו ולקונו מן הטירו כי אין גמור? He should say, היו ולקונו. Why? היו ולקונו מן הטירו כי אין גמור? Implication being, כי אין there is, but not כי אין גמור. But, the פשט in the Rambam is like the Mir. The Mir says that בחיו ולאבי ועשה so if he was Boaleo and Midaito, so then she becomes Mikodeshes. Like not on the score of Yivim per se, but on the score of regular Dushabir. Why? Because since she requires Chlitza Midaraise, so Mimele, there is Ike, so there is no Yisra Shetach, so she's not an Elmode. She's not. Only be effective because as regular Dushabir. Not because of Yivim per se. So maybe the aloche of Nifter Otoroso has no application here. That's only when do we say that the beer is Maki or the Torah also the Shuk. That is only, is Maki or the Torah the Shuk, that is only if it is effective against Yivim per se. But here it's not effective against Yivim per se. So in other words, that's why the Rambam says, Hoyul will ekonom na tira ki ngomo. He means, he's kenera in the Tino. But because regular Dushi beer, not because Yivim as such, so in Melee, so what do we call Ki and Gomu? The Ki and Yiv, that he calls Ki and Gomu. But if it's regular Bishapir, so that's not Ki and Gomu, but an Ishishi. And Ishishi is Shirikam. Ishishi.
Mai tai
λέμε, τότε σε μιλίδι, τότε σε μιλίκομο, πιμοκιμή που δάση ρε τώρα, σε λόγι μοκιμή σάλλου. Ο μαγαβάσε μας μη συνάμεται, τι τον έχουμε σε σφινώσει οι πέτρες στο Ρωσέα. Βίλου πτούρε οι πέτρες στο Ρωσέα, so you should mention that they themselves, the Arayas, are the race, why does they say? The answer is, here the mission is primarily concerned with the Chidesh that emanates from the Zotakos of Ovalel. So, but the Arayas itself is a double portion. So we don't have to resort to any process. So anyway, he says, papers for it. Shmame, umay shneav, with rechekro, the nesed echeleze shebekores, so renamu itibo yekro, mishim di nesed echeleze shebekores. So, Chazal, when he says from Chidushi Adri, mentions this, Gemara mentioned that to you when he started learning about it. So he mentions it in a double portion, that Zohar Selvo is a new Eve. But that is strange because we saw that Rashi and Tetzvah Zabdimu both say, while the Ritu and the Mir do say that it's a new Rav and new Issa, and it's a new Chi of Kores. But Rashi and Tetzvah Zabdimu both spell out explicitly that there is no new Rav of Torah Selvo. The Pshat of Mitzrayel is that there is no Zeke. If there is no Zeke, it's on the Melee, the Issa is a Zachit. But there is no new Elvo of Torah Tachitisha. But Kavolvo mentions this Gemara as a Rai, that Torah Elvo is a new Av and a new Kores, it's a new Elvo. The Gemara has the Kashe, Umay Shnei Elvo, which is according to the Echelish of the Kores, so an Amal is a Boyko, which is the Echelish of the Kores. So Amal Ravache Barbibe, Mar Rabine, Horekol HaMishmei Dorabe, so an Amal is a Boyko, כי יפרחו למישרה צורה שלא יהיו מקמיצה. מי תיימה, או מקרו עולה, או במקום עולה, הוא יודע תראה, שלא יהיו מקום עולה ושאל. So that means, so the Gemara is saying in so many words, that even according to Rove, even according to Rove, so we don't need a posik, we don't have to resort to a posik of Aleo to be advised that Elvo is not Bishya Bene. The Chisish is not Bishya Bene. And because Enya said, Yehoi, Shibu Koret. And we don't have to resort to a posik of Aleo the Torah Tachetisha is not Bishya Benes. Why? Because we have the Zotakotov. The Yishol HaChisol is Sikach Litzchayah, even if Olel hadn't been mentioned. Suppose the Torah just said, the Yishol HaChisol is Sikach Litzchayah, regardless of Salvos or Bechayah, not Olel. So, she would still be Asura. And then, the Torah at the end of the Sefer, and Achenei says, the Michusam Poshet or anything. So the Mele, without the Poshet of Olel, I would know that the Achetisha is not Bishya Benes there, the Torah Tachetisha is not Bishya Benes. Why would we need a Poshet? Of Torah Tachitisho, that to be advised that Torah Tachitisho shaloi b'moke mitzvah. Shaloi b'moke mitzvah. In other words, in detail, he was Nisuol Yishnoche. And then he had not his brother, and he had another wife. And then the Yishnoche died, so of course he's not allowed to marry his daughter, but he's allowed to marry the other wife of the Nochri. That wife of the Nochri. So that I know because of Elel. So it's mashma from this Gemara that it's a new Elvo. But Rashi and Tetzvah Zadkimu saying so many words that there is no new Yisrael of Torah Achitisho. And that it's the same, it's because the Zakosuf of Yisrael only tells us that there is no Zike. Since there is no Zike, so like Highlanders, there is no Zike, so there is an Yisrael of Yishetach. So here too there is an Yisrael of Yishetach. But from this Gemara it appears definitely as Ravon said. So what will Rashi and Tetzvah Zadkimu do with this Gemara? So we have to say that the Pshat, if Rashi and Tetzvah didn't say that explicitly, so then the Pashtus Loshna Gemara here is the way Ravon says, that it's a new Av and a new Av. But Rashi and Tetzvah say that there is no new Av and new Av. So we have to explain it as follows. Enoch Name. You see, if the Gemara is only saying, the Gemara is asking like this, Umay Shnei Avod Leitzchichekho, the Inesed Yechel Yishev Bekore. So, in other words, the Gemara assumes that Rove, the Makshin, assumes that Rove said that even if the Torah didn't say Olel, suppose the Torah would say, Yishol Achishol Yishikach Yishol 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 Yishol. So then I would know that Achis Isho is not Mishya Bene. But I would say that Torah Achis Isho is Mishya Bene. So the Boris Eskin, the Marcin Eskin, suppose even if the Torah didn't say Aleo, so then the Torah had said, so I would also know that she's not Nisyaven. Why? Because then I would say, if there hadn't been Aleo, so then I would say that the pshat in the pasuk is, so in other words, two Yisurim are implicit in that law, in that pasuk. So then it would definitely be, a new out. And the Torah says, so that would imply that there is a chiyuv kores also. So this is what the Gemara says. Why do you say that even without a lel, I would know that achis isha is not the tziyabenes? Why the nesli chlish v'kores? So tzoraname, if the Torah didn't say olel, I should say that it's a new insa and a new alpha. If the Torah didn't say olel, I should say, after all, the same love that the Torah says, v'yishal achiso v'yishikach v'galis alvosa v'chayel, the Torah says, v'yishikach v'galis alvosa v'chayel. So just as yishal achiso is a special love against yishal achiso, so the v'yishikach is also a special love. And since there is chorus is mentioned, so in the v'yishikach is a chorus. So the Gemara is the Teres, Omer Rabache, Babdi, Vemar, Rabine, Vore Kolam Shmei Gemara. So the name of Yitzrichko. Shchi Yitzrichko, Yish Chesor, Shalom Nolokim Yisre. I time Leo Makro Leo, Bimokim Oleo, Uda Asire, Shalom Yimokim Oleo, Yishare. Reshare. So this is what the Konserashen Teses Dabdimu, this is what the Gemara is really saying. The Gemara is saying in effect, no, that Yitzrichko, does not imply a new love, a new elbow, but a thing of Afkoizeke. Why? Because the Torah says Oleo. So what does it mean, Oleo? Oleo means Mokim. If it's the case of Kiesh Vachiyadon, just as the Torah says Olevea, Kibobo Yobi Oleo. So the Torah here implies by saying Oleo, the Torah tells us that there is no new love of Tzoret HaChisho, because if there had been a new love of Tzoret HaChisho, then it would apply even Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah. Just as regard to the HaChisho herself, does the Torah distinguish between Mokim Mitzvah and Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah? HaChisho is Oseh. So we see that whenever the Torah utters a certain woman as an elbow, so the Torah utters her indiscriminately, whether it's a case of Mokim Mitzvah or it's not the case of Mokim Mitzvah. Elbow is elbow. Here the Torah says, Yitzchayil is only Oseh. But so Bimokim Yivim, let's say if it's a Torah Zachisisho of Nisuis Linochi, not a brother who died without children, so then the Torah Zachisisho is not Oseh. So then we say Mitzal Asvore, that the Pshat in the Posik of Yitzchayil is not that there is a new love and a new elf of Torah Zachisisho. Because if that had been a Kabbalah Torah, that there is a new love of Torah Zachisisho, then the Torah would utter it. Even Shaloi Yimokim. Just as Zachisisho herself is Asur under all circumstances. And now we don't know. So how is it that vis-a-vis Torah Zachisisho, so only Yimokim Mitzvah, the Torah utters it, Shaloi Yimokim Mitzvah not? So that in itself is a riot, that when the Torah says, Ritzchayil not, it's not because of a new Yisr of Torah Zachisisho, but it's real not because there is no Zike, so maybe it's also with the Yisr of Yishetach. So that's only because the Torah says Oleo. So then we know, so the Oleo is descriptive of Yisr. The Oleo tells us that Yisr is limited, the Yisr of Yisr of Torah, of marrying the Torah, is limited only to Mokim Yisr. So, but so Mokim Yisr not. So then, I say Mitzvah Asvore, now the Torah tells us herein that one is not allowed to marry the Torah of an Achisisho. What's the pshat in this passage that he is not allowed to marry the Torah of an Achisisho? Is it because of a new Yisr of Torah of an Achisisho, or because there is no Zike in Torah of an Achisisho? So maybe the Torah tells us herein that you're not allowed to marry her because of the Yisr of Yishetach. So we say Mitzvah Asvore, inasmuch as the Torah says that Shalom Bimokim Mitzvah, you are allowed to marry the Torah Zachisisho. That's the idea that when the Torah says we Gemara. Rashi and Tesis, Rav Gimel will say that here the Gemara says, with the Makshin as the Kashi. Umay Shnei Avon Litzirakon. The Inesha Dechlein is just the Kores, because the Loshin of Rabbi was Avon Litzirakon. So maybe even if the Torah didn't say Oleo, I would know she can't be Mishad Amen. Jitzrecholim is a Torah. So if the Torah didn't say Oleo, then I would say the Torah is like that. So he implied that if the Torah did not say, so the more assumed that Rabbi implied in his Teres that had the Torah not said Oleo. So then I would say that the Torah is Mishad Amen. So then he has the Kasha, how can you say that if the Torah didn't say Oleo, then the Torah is Mishad Amen? If the Torah didn't say Oleo, then I would say that the Pshat of Israel is under all circumstances. If the Torah had said that under all circumstances it's Torah Tachis Isho, cannot be Mishad Amen, then it definitely would have been because of a new Israel. So, and without Oleo, then we would say that Yisrael implies that one cannot marry Torah Tachis Isho even when they are Nisuyas L'Nochri. So then it's definitely because of a new Yisrael, a new Ervo. So why does Rav say that if the Torah didn't say Oleo, I would say that the Torah Tachis Isho is Mishad Amen? No, if the Torah didn't say Oleo, then I would be forced to say that Yisrael implies a new Yisrael and with a new Kohen. Some of Meilei Neset Echalei Shishay has the Kohen. If the Torah didn't say Oleo, then I would say that Achis Isho is not Mishad Emes, and Mimele, the Torah Achis Isho is not Mishad Emes either, because in the Torah didn't say Oleo, then I wouldn't know that the Yisrael applies only to Mokim Mitzvah, naturally Mokim Mitzvah. Then I certainly would be forced to say that it applies to all circumstances. Then it certainly would be involved when you Yisrael and you Koresh. So Lizrecho, Kin Yisrecho, but why the Torah has to mention Oleo? So it seems the Oleo tells us that Torah Shalom Mokim Mitzvah is Mutea. So now I am forced to say by Svore that the Pshat Mitzvah is not in Yisrael. But there is no Zike, so anyway, he taught there because of the Yisrael of the fact. My time, Omakro Oleo, Mokim Oleo, that's here. Shalom Mokim Oleo, Shah. This is what they have to say, according to Rashi and Tesis, that's it. But in Ochanan, of course, according to the Ritvo and the Niri. So the Pshat Mitzvah is the way it appeared. All right, now let's see what Tesis said here. Ki Yisrich Kro L'Mei Sato. Ki Yisrich Kro L'Mei Sato. Retain.
There is the possibility of the Nichitzah and Foshim. So that's why it's a new elbow.
Sondern wir meinen, so Tese says, how could there even be so gedeiht doch? How could Robbie even have so gedeiht doch? That without Oleo, so Jonathan is sure should be Missia Bemet. How could you be Missia Bemet? And then what does Rabbi Yitzchok say? Name Rabbi Yitzchok, the hash name boy, the name of Yitzchok Torah, who will make that glacial mock in Mr. Shire, give us Kravacher and say, Holy Common Name, Amy Elohim, she's also, Lui, Amy Elohim, she's also, Lui, she's the Torah called Asia, El Lemita Katera, Shalom Makamite, for the boy of my Shire, Albert, which is a call, give more a toy in the news to the other, so it appears to have it, Lui, Misha Shalom Makamite, so it's Mashma. From this thesis, and that's Rabbi Yitzchok, I mean, that even thesis doesn't mention the name of Rabbi Yitzchok. So it's mashma from this thesis. This thesis will agree to me, the shita of thesis that you, and with Raji shita, the thesis, who is that such a kashi? What kind of a kashi is it? What kind of a kashi is it? How can there be so gedaitoch that without deposit, of Oleo, so then that Achisisha should be Missia Bemet. Why not? The Torah Achisisha, I mean, the Torah Achisisha should be Missia. Because without the Potik of Aleo, so I would say, why couldn't I say, without the Potik of Aleo, that the Gedoskotov of Yitzchayr only tells us, Munashach, if they say Shite Ali with Emes, Ali with Maskonatimos, that we say only why that din of Hapkoi Zeike, so why couldn't I say the same thing without the law Olel, that it implies Exeus HaKos of Hapkoi Zeike. So without the law, Yitzhak Wemeis HaTzore Tzim Elo Kim Ditzore Mitzchir Nafke. So Mimele, I would say we have to say there's no raya. I mean, we can say that on the contrary. I mean, once we give this teret, so we can read this teret in the kasha of Tesis too. In other words, since the kasha of the Gemara, is that how can Rav say kins trich kol el? Which also that is yabemes. So that means that if the Torah didn't say Oleo, then I would say that the Torah is Misyabemet. Even though Tzreir is mentioned. But then we should say, Tzreir Chaname, we can read it in this thesis. V'teime deheche toye lemeima av yitzrich lemeisa. Tzoro tzvei minayavo kim di tzorem l'tzreir nafke. V'yishkoret b'tzorek mei beavo. So how could one have his al-gadaitoch that if the Torah didn't say Oleo? And the Torah just said, L'tzreir, that should be Misyabemet. Because then the Torah would be saying, "Vishlach Yisrael Litzikach Litzreya." So then the Torah would definitely say that you cannot be Miyamna unless we would say that the Pshat Vishlach Yisrael Litzikach Litzreya shaloi b'mokin yidu. But Meichatei say we should say without Aleo. Why should we say Davke shaloi b'mokin yidu? If the Torah didn't say Aleo, so then the Torah would say stamp. Do not marry a Tzorat Achisisho. So it should apply to Mokim Gidmo also. So Memele, so Tesis, that Tesis can agree with the Tesis of Gimu. This Tesis can agree with Tesis of Gimu. But in view of the fact that Gimor's Kashe was based upon what I would say the Torah didn't say Aleo, if the Torah didn't mention Aleo, so the Torah would say stop. What would it mean? Under all circumstances. Meicha Teise, limited to a case of Shaloi Mokin Yidin. So, see, if the Torah didn't say Aleo, so then it would imply Yishol HaChisho L'sikach L'tzreya. Stop. And the whole, in all cases, whether it's Mokin Yidin, Shaloi Mokin Yidin, so the Torah would say explicitly that you're not allowed to marry her under all circumstances. Be Mokin Yidin or Shaloi Mokin Yidin. So, how could I say that without, so how could I have it out of the of that without the Zakosuv of Aleo, I would think that Zora Sachetisho is Misia Bemet? No, I wouldn't have Aleo, but Litzchir I would have. So then, without Aleo, I should say Mr. Asmore, that Litzchir applies to all cases, even to the case of Mokimim. Of Mokimim. So Reime Rabbein Yitzchok, the Hasht Name Boy Lemeima, Leisa Tzore Ulemeida, the Shaloi Bimokimitz Veshari, Kibimotik Rabba say, the holy common name, Eli Elohim, and so on, we should talk on Lisa. I'll make it here, show him a pizza. But the poor, my snail, I will take a call. So, the more, toy the milk for it. So, he peers behead you. We miss her, show him a pizza, or so on. I wasn't clear. I mean, in explaining the case was that Chesam Dallas lay Surah. Now, I mentioned the two possible pshotim in the Gemara Daf Kof. Now, Rav Shimon says that the Shisoche Shoylem Lomei is not Miss Yabemes, only in the case of Nila Vahakim Yibu. So then we apply the Aloch of Nefesh Ha'achat. But in the case of Yibu Vahakim Nilad, so there is no Shoacha, Nesra Shoacha, so then she is Miss Yabemis. And the Rabbonim say that even in the case of Gibbon Vakinilat, so she's not Miss Yabemis, she's Ocha Shloi Belami. So the Gemara says, why? Because Adai Yibun Rishen Morel. And then the Gemara has the Kashe, according to the Rabbonim. So, according to Rav Shimon, so, Yisar Ochish lo yudeilom leichan ozal. In other words, how can Rav Shimon say that by Gibbon Vahakinila, Reuven and Shimon took brothers, Reuven died, and then Shimon was Niyav Meshes Reuven, and then Levi, after Shimon was Niyav Meshes Reuven, so Levi was born, and then years later, so Shimon died. So Rav Shimon says that Levi can be Miyab, Eishes Shimon, which at one time was Eishes Ruvain. True, there is no Neskel of Shachas, but she is an Eishes Ruvain and she is also an Eishes Shimon. So she's Asur on Levi for two reasons. She should be Asur on Levi for two reasons. First of all, because of the Eishes, because of Eishes Shimon, and also because of Eishes Ruvain. So true, that she's, as far as the Eishes, emanating from the Ishes of Shimon, so the Nefile from Shimon to Levi can be Matia. But how can the Nefile from Shimon to Levi be Matia of the Isher, Ishes Ach, that emanates from the Ishes of Rum? Isher, Ochish Loi Belichon Ozal. So you might get a Seretz Ha'isur that we're saying, Ha'isur that we're saying. So Rashi explains it because Shlishi Mikiach Shemibo, and Teisus explains it on the basis of Kib Mishikim Sari Kishlo Chodobo. Ha'kishlo Chodobo. So that's the reason as to why Rav Shimon says, by Yibn Vahakein, by Yibn Vahakein Neilat, so Levi can be Miyab, and Ishtosh Leiblami. So I mentioned that there are two pshotim, Alivid Rabbon. So one pshat, so the Rabbonim say that even Yibn Vahakein Neilat, so is Asur Liyab, also because of Nesra Shach. But even though at the time that Levi was born, so there was no Zikeh, but vis-a-vis the actual Hoya Bilomei, it's considered that the Zikeh still continues. That's the pshat of the Gzeras HaKosuv of Adayin Yivlum Rishen Mola. That's one pshat. And then there's another pshat, no. The Tinoch and Amid Rabbonon will also agree that in the case of Yivim HaKin Elad, so she cannot be Asura to Levi on the basis of Nesra Shoachas. But whereas Rav Shimon holds the Svore of HaYisura Dikleteire, whatever the pshat is, whether it's Rashi explained it or it's explained it. So the Rabbonon Achirik on that Svore. And the Rabbonon hold no. The Nefilah from Shimon to Levi is capable of being Mati of the Yisar Eish Yisach, emanating from the Yishes of Shimon, but it's not capable of being Mati of the Yisar Eish Yisach, emanating from the Yishes of Rum. Alright, now, in regard to that Teisves, so we said yesterday, so Teisves says the Kashe, here the Gemara says, Tre Yisure, Michad Yisure lo Yalfinon, but Tre Yisure mit Tre Yisure Yalfinon. So that means that we should learn out. Now, when it's a question whether we should learn out a certain elbow from Ishetach or from Achit Isho, so we say, all the arayas, Chameisei, Im Chameisei, Komo, Bitei, Kalosei, so we learn out all these arayas from Achit Ishte. Why? Because Achit Ishte involves two Isurim, the elbow of Ishetach, and involves the Shaila, in connection with the elbow of Ishetach, and the elbow of Achit Isho, and Chameisei also involves two Isurim, the elbow of Ishetach. Every woman involves the Shaila of Ishetach. The Torah is Makaret. And also the Elvo of Chameis. So, Trei Surim, Trei Surim Yalfinim. But Trei Surim, Mechad Yisur, Elo Yalfinim. You cannot learn out, let's say, Chameis from Ishetach. Because Ishetach involves only one Elvo. The shayla one of them, and chamitz involves the shayla of two eroi. All right. So this is the kasha. So why am I putting a shayla in the soroso? V'chadisoyim. Only ishazah. So Teisa says, "Yishlo imunim shachiy asur. Yalfin mashatilo iprad la'ilne. Uloch etzroso namasur. V'chein ishesochim shelo yabilame." So this point, ishesochim shelo yabilame. So I realized that I wasn't clear. I mean, so it was pointed out to me. So ishesochim shelo yabilame. So what I meant is this. Now, according to the pshat in the Gemara Dafro, that the Rabbanon also agree with the svore, with the lomdes of Rav Shimon, Hayisura Dis Latere. So, but the reason as to why, the Rabbanon say that even by Yim Vahakinilat, so maybe can have the Yavim Yishnor Shlo Gilomei, is because of the Kseh Sakos Vadayim Yivum Rishenim Olel. So Mimele, we still apply the Aloche of Nesra Shoachat. It's considered Shazikeh. Even by Yim Vahakinilat, when Levi is born, it's considered still Shastifile. Vis-a-vis the actual Hoya Belome is considered Shastifile. So Mele, it's less for Shach. So then we can explain this thesis very simply. In other words, that the thesis says that the reason is why we learn out the Tzorah, even the second Nefile. So we learn it out, right? We learn it out that the Tzorah is Asur, but we have only one elbow, the elbow of Ishesach. So why don't we learn it out from the regular Ishesach instead of learning it out from Achis Ishtei? So the character thesis is, inasmuch as the Ishesach Ishloi Belomei herself is Asur, because of Neskolov, Shoachat, so maybe the Torah has the same sense. But how about the other pshat in the Gemara Dafkot? That the reason is why the Rabbanon Asher Ishesochiv Shaloi Belomei, even in the case of Yivim Vahakein Eilat, Kikein Eilat, is not because of Nesra Shalachat, but the Rabbanon disagree with the Lomdes of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, Ayisura Disleteir, in other words, that the Nefile from Shimon to Levi can be Matir not only the Ishesach, or emanating from the Ishes of Shimon, it can be matter the Isar Ishes Achem, from the Ishes of Reuven. That's what Rav Shimon says, but Rabbon Nachilik on that. And Rabbon holds, no, the reason is why by Yivim Vahakein Eilat, so Levi can have in the Yav, the Ishes Ochim Shaloi Belomei, is because, not because of Nefesh HaAchad, but the Nefile from Shimon to Levi, according to Rabbon, can only be matter the Ishes Achem emanating from the Ishes of Shimon, but cannot be matter the Ishes of Shimon emanating from the Ishes of Reuven. So what's the pshat in Teisvet? So what I meant was, but I didn't spell it out, that Enochaname, this Teisvet holds that the pshat in the Gemara Dafchof is that the Rabbonon also agree with the Lomdes of Rav Shimon. I saw this last year. That the Nefile from Shimon to Levi can be matir, not only the Yisar Ishesach emanating from the Ishes of Shimon, but it can also be matir the Yisar Ishesach emanating from the Ishes of Reuven, So why do the Rabbanon say even Barakai Milah, so Levi cannot be miyavim the Ishesach Shloim Lomei, because of Nesro Shoachas? But how is it Nesro Shoachas is bo moto beheter? So because of Adayim Yivum Rishayim Olel, it's still considered Shas Nesile. So it's on the basis of Nefesh HaAchad. If it's on the basis of Nefesh HaAchad, so the Mele that means that Ishesochim Shaloi Belomei involves only one Yisar, not two Yisurim. And since she's Asurah, but she's Asura because of Nesra of Shachas, so even though it involves only one Yisra, but she is certainly Asura because of the Aloha of Nesra Shachas, but the Torah has the same status as she. But according to the Rishenim, that those Rishenim who explain the Gemara, Shlomi. So it's not because of Nesra Shoracha, but because they are chilik of the lomdes of Reb Shimon, the Rabbanon. Whereas Reb Shimon says, I Yisur Edis Leteire, but the Rabbanon holds, no, that the Yisar is just, that in the field of Reb Shimon, we can only be mati of the Yisar is just Achem anything from the Yisar of Shimon. But it cannot be mati of the Yisar is just Achem anything from the Yishes of Reuven. So then the kashi is, how do we know that, even the tzore of Yishisoka Shloim Lomi is Asura, we cannot say she has to have the same status as the Yishisoka Shloim Lomi. And the Yishisoka Shloim Lomi certainly is Asura. Because how do we know that even the Yishisoka Shloim Lomi is Asura in the Nefila Shniyo? Maybe there's a kosu of the issue Achim Ardov Shoyis Yishiva Lachas Deilom has reference only to the Nefila Rishenio, but not to the Nefila Shniyo. So according to these Rishenim, we have to say that they hold that the fact that this woman has two Yisar Yishisach. First of all, she is affected with the Yisar Yishisach on account of the Yishas of Shimon, and she is affected with the Yisar Yishisach on the score of the Yishas of Reuven. So in other words, she's affected with two Yisurim of Yishisach, two Yishim Echot. But even though Yishim Echot, but it's still two Yisurim. So it's like someone who eats two Gzeisim. Two Gzeisim Yivatachah. So it's two Yisurim, so it's a double Avere. So that's considered like three Yisure. So Mimele, three Yisure, mi three Yisure is Yalfunem. So that's the reason as to why the Ervo of Yishisochim Shalohoya V'Yilomei, the Ervo of Yishisochim Shalohoya V'Yilomei is Asuro. Why is Asuro? Because we learn it out from Achisisho, not from Yishisach. Because the regular Yishisach is affected only with one Yitzar of Yishisach. But Mashainke in this Yishisach, Yishisochim V'Yilomei is affected with two Yisurim of Yishisach. The Yishisach on the score of the Yishas of Shimon, and the Yisar Yishisach on the score of the Yishas of Reuven. So it's three Yisure. So it's three Yisure. Mi three Yisure is Yalfinon. Mi Meile the Tzore, all for the same thing. But then the question arises, Teisves is weighted with Iris, and by Iris there is only one Yisar. So we have to say that Teisves here agrees with the Pshat in the Gemara Daschov, that the reason is why the Rabbonon. The reason is why the Rabbonon Asa. Levi to be Meyav, the Yishisoka Shloim Lomi, even the case of even Barak Kenelat is not because the Rabbonon disagree with the Lomdes of Reb Shimon and they reject this Svore of Hayisura Nisleteire. No, they agree with the Lomdes of Reb Shimon. But whereas Reb Shimon holds that by even Barak Kenelat we cannot apply the Aloche of Nesho Shachat, so the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon say, because of the Gzeras HaKosov of Adai Yivum Rishayim Aleo, so we can apply the Aloch of Nesho Shachat Im Bayim Rakenila. Im Bayim Ibakenila. That's the Shita of our Teisve. And the Rishayim who explained the Rabbonon on the basis that according to the Rabbonon, so the Nefilah from Shimon the Levi cannot be Matir, the Yisar Yishisach emanating from the Yishas of Reuven, they will say that here the two Yishisach are considered like three Yisure. Memele, because it's a double Avera, it's very soon, even though it's Shemechot. So mainly we learn it out from a Chizish. All right. Now we are up to the Gemara, we left off, that's Ches on the day. Omalei Rome Bachomel Rob. Eimo Elvo Kupe Shaloi Bin Mokim Mitzvah Tishka. That the Elvo itself Shalom of Mitzvah should be Mutter. So Rabbi said, the last call of Himmel, be Mokim Mitzvah Asur. Shalom be Mokim Mitzvah Isharye, how could it be? Omalei, it's all the Chia, be Mokim Mitzvah Asur, be Shalom be Mokim Mitzvah Isharye. Omalei, Olecha Omakro, Bechayel, Kol Shebechayel, Kol Shebechayel. So in other words, so then we see, that Achis Yisho is also all the time. The Mokim Mitzvah, or Shaloi Mokim Mitzvah, all the time. So he says to him, Hai Bechayel, Samin Tisvat Rodete. So Omer Bachome said to him, no, you cannot deduce from Bechayel that Kolche Bechayel, that under all circumstances, and Achis Yisho is also, whether it's Mokim Mitzvah or Shaloi Mokim Mitzvah, because Haibe Chayel and Boyle and Limut Lachamise, that Lachamise Ish, they weren't allowed to marry the sister of his wife, who is the sea. So he said, Hayil Nish, or Sorobe said, Hayil Nish Lachis and Afko. Sahish Lachis and Afko, so from Chayel we can learn out that the Achis Ish, they is Asuo, under all circumstances, Bain Bain Mokim, even Bain Shaloy Bain Mokim. So even Shachisa, Avamina, Nizgarsha, Shalye, Talmud Chayeo, Kol Shem Chayeo, Dabar Gab Nizgarsha, Loi, Elo, Amar Abune, Bat Achmiti, Shem Rove, Frey Krove, Ksiv Isha, Lachei, Shom Isi, Kach Lifrey, Uksiv, Gal Isavoso, Dechode Mashma. Okay, that, so there is apparent spirit. So from one part of the Posik, it's Mashma, that it has reference to two women. The Yisrael has reference to two women. And from the center of the Posik, it's mashma that the Isha has reference only to one woman. How can we reconcile this apparent spirit? Okay, that Bimokin Mitzvah Shteyasue. So the ratio of the Posik has reference to Mokin Mitzvah. Shaloi Bimokin Mitzvah, Hi Asuro, Vitoroso, Muteret. Eifachano, Bimokin Mitzvah, Hi Asuro, Vitoroso, Muteret. Vishaloi Bimokin Mitzvah, Shteyasue. Im Kevin Himalel. So Raj explained that, some in Mele, it should be in your mouth. And the end of Achenei, the Torah says, the Nichus and Voshes are Isis, so in Asher Yechavis, it's very correct. So then he says, Ki, in Achenamit, Ki, Och, Damash, Rav, Tzor, and Amri, Isis, Koyim, the head of the Israel, Sakos, of Avaleo, then I would say, Isar Asvore, that the Pshat in Tzreri, that it's in your mouth, and in your elbow, and you call it. But now that there is, Isar Sakos, of Avaleo, so this Isar Sakos, of Avaleo tells us that so shaloi bimokim mitzvah is muteret. So maybe the pshat no itzreir is that there is afkoyes eike. So what kind of a nisa? With what kind of a nisa is she affected? With the nisa of achim eshesar. But no new nisa. Now here when the Gemara says, so it's not difficult when the Gemara says eima elv kufa shaloi bimokim mitzvah tishta. So then he says lafka lachim or mokim mitzvah asira so nisha shaye. Amal itzor dechiyad mokim mitzvah asira vishaloi bimokim mitzvah shaye. So how can Rome Bachome say that to Rabe? In other words, how can we say, we explain that the shita of Rashi and Tesis and the basis of the premise that once we know that the Mokim Mitzvah is Osa, the Shalom Mokim Mitzvah is Muta, so it cannot involve the new Yisrael, but it must be on the basis of Achfor Zike, because if it has involved the new Yisrael, so there shouldn't be a difference between Mokim Mitzvah and Shalom Mokim Mitzvah, but Elva herself is certainly a new Yisrael of Elva. So, and still the Gemara Bachome says, "Ein mo yavu kufa shaloi b'mokim mitzvah tishtere." So that is all part and parcel of the Shachar Italia. Before we have the psuki, they tell us that Elva herself is also under all circumstances, and so Elva only b'mokim mitzvah. So then there is nothing wrong in saying that the Achisisha herself is only Osea, the Mokim Mitzvah, Shalom Mokim Mitzvah. I mean, what's wrong with that? That would be the Gzeres HaKosov. But once it is established that Achisisha herself is Osea under all circumstances, because of all these Sukkim, all these riots. So, whereas Torah Achisisha is only Asura, the Mokim Mitzvah, and Shalom Mokim Mitzvah, so then we can operate with the Svore and say, since the Torah uttered Achisisha under all circumstances, and Torah Achisisha only Mokim Mitzvah, so the conclusion is, Mikar Asvore, that Torah, that Achisisha, the Torah uttered, because this is an elbow, per se, Mashiach in Torah Achisisha, the Torah didn't utter it, per se, but the Torah uttered it because there is a Kodesike, so mainly the Yisrael, the elbow, which is Achisra. Alright. Omer Ravash Rakan, ממאי דהי עולה לו לאיסור הדיום ולתר, ואוכי קומה, ואוכי קומה, רחמון, ואוכי קומה רחמון, איש או אחי שלו יפסיק לך לצחי, לא יהי, לא יצרו אותו, שלא יהיו מוקים עליו, אבו במוקים עליו, שתי מטורים, אם כי לגליס אלבו, תיכון איך המשטח פה, אם במוקים מצווה שתי מטורים, אם שלא יהיו מוקים מצווה, שתי נעשה. Now go, רבי אימא, ולא כך, תתורי קודסת, Yivomo Yove Yoleo Viloka Lelisha Viyibet. But it always says Yivomo Yove Yoleo Kocholo Lelisha Viyibmo. So Rebbe Imea Viloka, it could say Viloka, and it says Lukocho, it could say Viyibet, and it says Viyibmo. So let's say a Torah Varai Mid the Torah Ksiv Oche. So where is Torah mentioned in this passage that we learn out the din of Torah, of Torah Sel. They, Torah, the Yisrael, Le'esa Torah, the Lashon of Rebbe is Le'esa Torah. So in other words, from this posik we learn out, from the posik we learn out of the old Koho, so we learn out that Torah Sachetisha Yasura, Torah Sel is Yasura. Where is Torah mentioned in this posik? Torah, Nutzriya Nafti. So first of all, we the Torah, that's one kashya. They, the thing that Torah Tachisisha Yasuo is mentioned in Achimei, Yisho Achito Yisika, Yitzreya Udawin Salvos Olel Chayo, Yitzreya Nafi. So the Gemara Gide Teret, Yitzreya Mofik Loi Rebbe Lechid Reb Shin. So in other words, this Kashen Gemara answers that Rebbe couldn't learn out the Yisrael of Torah Tel from the Posik of Yitzreya, because Rebbe agrees with Reb Shimon's Din. Now, Rav Shimon's din is that if there is a tzorin in Zeke, so that is half koezei. So, shtimu achin. Rav Shimon's feeling out achin. Shtimu achin. Shnai mem nisuim shtei achoyei. So, Yisho Edito says, Ruben Shimon and Levi, And Reuben and Shimon were Nosu to Rachel and Leah, two sisters, Umesu, and Reuben and Shimon both died. V'nofu lefnei Hashlishi. So the two Yivomes that are made place before Levi are both Tzores and Zike, not Tzores and Ishes, Ishes Gmure, but Tzores and Zike, because Rochel is cooked to him because of the Ishes of Rubei, is cooked to Levi, and Leah, the former wife of Shimon, is cooked to Levi because of the Ishes of Shimon. So they are Tzores and Zike. So he learns out, Reb Shimon learns out from the Pasuk Yishel Achiso, Lisikach Litzreya, that even if the two are Tzores, if the Yishel Achiso are Tzores and Zike, so it's Mashkiyazi. They are Tzores, it's Mashkiyazi. So, Harilu Chiltzis Lo Yis Yavnes, Liv Shishtein Skukes Lo Yis Shishne Yochim, Vizike Havek Ixes Dushin, Vivavim Yavu Chodeh, Minai, Konosim Achis, Kosi Bichayosoi, Uskosi Havek Ishtein, Avo Chuit Zabayim, Dilei Aoi Limevek Achis Ishe Mamesh Lipotam Liklum. Vitanye, Vibrais Rav Shimon Peter Vishtein Min Achuit Zabayim, Vyalif Taile. So in other words, so the Rabbonim of Rav Shimon say that there cannot be Yidin, but consider East, because they don't darshin this Roshet of Tzori Zike, that it should be Mashiach Zike. But Rav Shimon darshin this Roshet of Isho Achiso Lisikach Lisraya, that if the Isho and Achiso are Tzori Zike, so that's Mashiach Zike, so maybe they don't require even Chlis. So, but Rav Shimon paid to die in price, Rav Shimon paid to bestehen, and Achlis and Ayin, we are time with Freya, because now Tzori Zike, you know, that's Achoy is Kuro Zike, we are here, we are here, we are here, so Rebbe agrees with Rav Shimon, so maybe he cannot learn out from Mitzreya, the Tzorat Achaitisho is a Tzoro, because he applies the Mitzreya for Rav Shimon's Aloche, that when Isha and Achiso are Tzoris Bizike, so that's Mashiach Zik. So maybe how does he know the Tzorat Achaitisho is a Tzoro? So he learns it out from Ulko. Alright, so that answers the second Kashi. The second Kashi. Tzoris Mitzreya Nafke. But how about the first Kashi? Me the Tzoris Ksiv? So... So Rashi explains it. The Rashi the Inkei the Hayukah Mikufudos the name is called Lokah. So he explains it. In other words, that this is a cause of Lokah implies that the Torah says that when is the Yidden and Chlise only when he has the choice to be Yad neither one. But if he doesn't have the choice, so then there is no Yidden in either one. In other words, either he can be Yad neither one, or if he cannot be Yad neither one, so then he's Yad neither. So that means if neither one of the wives of the deceased brother is in Elvon, so then the choice is up to him. He has alternatives. He can decide to be Yad with his wife of the deceased brother or that wife. Or the Torah. Mashenke is one wife of the deceased brother is an Elvon. So in Mele, he doesn't have the choice to be Yad or either one. So if he doesn't have the choice to be Yad or either one, so he can be Yad neither. So even the Torah cannot be Yad. Alright. Kolei chadike trei kuchen di boinos ifai, di boinos ifai shari. Di loi davai se. Bi yidmo, bi mokin yidmu da asir et Torah. שלוי מוקין יידו שאל יצא. וירבונון, היינו כוחו מיידוי, מבוי אלוי חפייסים המחנים. כלומר, בשביל חנים הוא לכוחו, מלמד שגרשו, בגר תומר זירו, ויידמו, so על כוחו, and from ויידמו, so רבי learned out, from לכוחו, זה צור עשה על בוי עשו, and from ויידמו, so from לכוחו learned out, זה צור עשה על בוי עשו. But the Rabbonon, they learn how the Torah says we are Tzoro from Olel. So what do they, how do they apply the Likoho? So how Likoho, my Adolim, boy, Rabbi Tuchanin, in other words, I Likoho, Mamsh, and Gashi, because of Achiro, and the Yidmo, that Yidmo is effective, even Malkoho. It doesn't require that, because Dushin requires that, so it's sure. But Yidmo doesn't require that. The Rebbe, so the Rabbi Yisrael Tuchanin, the Lishon Afko, on our Koho, the Yogomo, Yomo, 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 kim kind au koch und guck da aus nehmen kobe locker mal koch hat mach nicht stein noch wollen noch wo man nach morgen koch la hat so stehen ich kriege koch doch heute mit einer the Rabbanon, who learned it out from Litzreya. So the Gemara says, Omer Avida Makol Litzreya, Atero Ritzo Tore Sarve. But according to Rebbe, he doesn't darshan, he doesn't apply a law regarding the din, the Tzora Sarve Datsoro. So he learns out the din of Tzora Sarve from Lukocho. So Lukocho, we deduce that he has to be capable of being the Yavnida one. And if he can't be the Yavnida one, so then he's the Yavnida. So that we know the Tzora Sarve Datsoro. How do we know Tzora Sarve? So he says,
Lavne chvitze yivin inu. Tumen chayav ikvise tochen. Uro ocho, bo, tabi kutu dako, chofo.
always preaches according to Shema Timoni, according to us. But here the Gemara wanted to say that even Achisisho should be Misyabenes. And the reason is why Achisisho is not Misyabenes is because in Esed Eiche, Reishes is Yesh Bekores. But if the Aloch had been that Esed Eiche Reishes is Bekores, then an Achisisho herself would be Misyabenes. Achisisho is certainly the Alvo. But here, there would be him, because of Triye. So true, according to Rabbi Akiva, all Chayav Lav have the same din as Chayav Ikhisa stars. But Rabbi Akiva is made that an essay is Deichel is a Kreide. So Mimele, so why should a Chayav Lav, according to Rabbi Akiva, be Pturis Nachlitz Naiv? Why? Why should they be Pturis Nachlitz Naiv? The only reason as to why and Chayav Ikhisa is Pturis Nachlitz Naiv is because there is no Triye. But Chayav Lav, according to Rabbi Akiva, there is Triye. Even Rabbi Akiva will be made that Esed Eich Leitzes say. Rabbi Akiva is not Triye on the theme of Esed Eich Leitzes say. So Mimele, so Chayav Lav, Malin, Rabbi Akiva should not be more homo. So according to us, had there been Triye in the last years ago, so then Achisisho would be Misyabene. But the fact is that there is no Triye on Leitzes call it. But there is Triye on Leitzes Ekreide. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayav Lav should be Misyabene. And Min Ramona not because of Zera Birishen or to be a Shneo. That they discuss. So the Rambam and the Gemara and the Rajpo and the Ritva, all the Rishen, they all give the same character. And they say that since we have a Zera Tachosim, that Zora Selvo is not Misya Benes, so Mimele, Chayav Lav, according to Rabbi Akiva, have the same Zera Tachosim. What's the Pshat? I mean, so it's not move on. There is a big Avni Meluim on that. But that I think that the Pshat is very simple. It's true that Gemara says, Rabbi says, Elve Gufel Yitzorich Ko. Gemara says, Elve Gufel Yitzorich Ko. So, why? Because even without the posse. So I would say, Enes Adecha Leisa says she is the Koran. But now that we have the posse, so the posse is necessary for what? It's necessary for Torah Selvo. But now that we have the posse, the Torah Selvo, is Muteret, the Torah Selvo is Muteret, so we see that there is something